Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.
Today FM. Joshua Coombs, how are you?
Hey, Alison. Really, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, because I know things are very busy for you. And Do Something for Nothing is the name of the book that is your book that you're just publishing. And it's basically talking about your experience of going around the world, helping out disadvantaged people. Can you actually start by telling us a bit about yourself, Joshua?
Yeah, of course. I grew up in a town called Exeter in Devon. You know, I put in the beginning of the book, actually, that I think those formative teenage years for me, for what felt like a time in my life, was quite difficult, quite a great sense of failure finishing school. And I look back now on those times fondly, because I realized that was the making of who I am now. But at the time, it didn't seem that way. I started playing music when I finished secondary school, because I didn't end up with any GCSEs, any grades. Well, I did, but I could spell fudge with them. After that, I played music for quite a while before finding hairdressing and starting to work in a salon in my mid-20s.
So you basically, you were in a salon for a while, but what was it that happened that you decided to take your skills out onto the street and really address the important need that homeless people and people in need do have? Like, they need to still have access to grooming and hair care.
Yeah, you know, the actual side of providing a haircut, of course, is like something really nice to be able to do when you're out on the street and you haven't got access to the same amenities as a lot of us. Maybe listen to this might have, you know, the things that make us feel like us each day, being able to wake up and put on the clothes we like and have the things around us that make us feel like ourselves. So, you know, that in itself was a moment where I ended up on the streets of London. You're going to see lots and lots of people, as I know you do, any city and town across the UK and Ireland and all over Europe and everywhere else, you know. So we know what it's like, those feelings when we walk past someone. Like, I think a lot of us are curious and we want to know a bit more about what's going on. And I think I just felt so far away from this. You know, when I read the statistics, it can be so overwhelming when you think of homelessness rising each year. So I had to find my own version to connect with this. And that came in the form of a haircut one day when I had my things in my backpack and I stopped and bought someone a cup of tea and offered them a haircut.
I just think it's incredible. And if anybody follows you on Instagram, they can see the transformations of, you know, many people across the world that you've, you know, you've helped out. But I think, and Joshua, you posted that, I think it was just last night as well, just that, you know, the important thing of making a connection. Like, sometimes with somebody, we might not always be able to provide cash. And actually, unfortunately, we're becoming much more of a cashless society. But it's just, don't ignore, like, acknowledge and smile. And that can, you know, or ask a question, that can make a huge difference, or just acknowledging that, you know, it's a human being.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for mentioning that, Alison, because I feel like that actually came, there was a post I put last night. I was on the Overground in London, and sometimes there's these tannoys that say, if you see someone homeless or begging, please give money to this place or this place, it will be appreciated. And I understand that's good advice in some ways, but imagine you're walking onto a train, you're obviously clearly in a really desperate situation. Before we go into the reasons as to why someone might be begging or asking for money anywhere, you've got to imagine you really hit a point where you're completely desperate to do that. And I know there's a lot of stigmas surrounding homelessness, and I'd like to address them for any listeners. Any listeners now tuning in, I get it's not easy. There are people, you know, going back to that song you played, Mistakes by Justin Bieber, if I will quote it. You know, I'd like to think of everyone listening to think of that time where either you made a mistake in your life, or perhaps there was a traumatic event that you had no control over, and whether you had a support network around you to help you out. And personally, I've made mistakes of plenty, and luckily there was people around me thick and thin to be there no matter what and pull me out of that. But for a lot of the people that I see, people who tear up, people who are living on the street experiencing homelessness, sometimes it's that emotional support that I think is really paramount. And with the haircut, I get to have that conversation, I get to spend time listening, and that is how this kind of really transitioned from me doing this 5 years ago to still doing it now and putting in a book, is that the visibility piece of the emotional support and what I can provide there, but what we can all provide, you know, in our own smaller ways.
Absolutely. And Joshua, what I think is fascinating from, you know, a few years of following you online as well, is that you do build a rapport with different people in different cities, and that you've done, you know, repeat haircuts for people over, and like, you've gotten to know people.
Yeah, it's so nice, because building trust is a big aspect of this. You know, going back and seeing people once, twice, three times, I make friends with people and I get to know them in an intimate way. And there's people who've stayed in my life, and it's quite a transient existence. Obviously, sometimes when you're out on the street and people lose phones, so I do what I can to be able to give my number out. Always talk to people. Sometimes that's great, and people call me up a couple of years later and I might not have actually heard from them, and they'll tell me about where they're at now and they're in a better situation. Mm-hmm. And other times, unfortunately, it's the other way. And there's contrast to this, that for some people, they don't make it through the winter. You know, that's the harsh reality of this, is that this is real. And there's human beings who are suffering, and in cities of such affluence, I understand that we might not all agree and have the understanding as to all the reasons why someone might be in this position.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that point, right? That like, we don't want to live in places where this is happening. So,
yeah.
You know, one thing I'd like to say, Alison, is all the work I've done cutting hair on the street in different cities, the amount of people who stop when I'm cutting hair, and it gives them this chance to, the general public walking by, I mean, to be able to be compassionate and have this conversation. It provides, honestly, even in London, such a big city, people running around, you know, like with their own lives.
Yeah, of course.
The amount of times the haircut makes people stop and people want to chat, they want to talk, they want to show love to one another in a city. I just believe that sometimes there's not the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. You know? I love the story as well that, you know, you when you're walking around and you're, you know, you're coming across people in need, but that communities around you and different businesses around you go, oh, well, here, take a chair so the person can sit down while you're doing that, offering water, and like people, you know, it brings people together. And I'm fascinated as well, Joshua, I suppose, to ask you, when you do approach somebody, you know, there could be sort of like nerves and skepticism and anxiety around people approaching you if you're a person in need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you're received like that, how do you present? Do you explain going, listen, I'm just offering you a haircut? Or how do you approach people?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like, I always start with a conversation, a smile, how are you? And actually, to address that point, you know, I have a lot of people message me asking those similar questions. And I always say to someone, look, the way I used to find that my internal dialogue got in the way of sometimes these interactions, I used to think to myself, is it okay to say how are you to someone who's clearly like struggling and not in a good way? Or, you know, offering a smile, is that going to come across the wrong way? Like, I'm having a good day and you know, I'm smiling at them. But all of that stuff, I just approach it like you're introduced to anybody new in your life, like regardless of whether they've got a roof over their head or not. Sometimes you're in scenarios where, you know, you have to go outside your comfort zone and say hi to someone and get to know them. It might be in a corner of a dinner party somewhere where you're on your own, or it might be an event or a festival or wherever. And I know they're radically different because it's a different social dynamic, but I always just keep it really simple. I just think, hey, how are you? Can I sit down next to you? Can I have a conversation? That happens before I ever ask someone for a haircut. And you know, if someone wants to chat, they want to chat, and if they don't, they don't. And oftentimes, you know, catch me before I've had my coffee in the morning, I'm not all that talkative either. So like, we all have days where we don't want to talk to anyone, you know.
It is remarkable, and I'm getting a lovely reaction on text 0874 100 102. Joshua is a pure example of giving back. We should all trade something like, and use our expertise like you had to give back. And just the phrase "do something for nothing" is something that, particularly in the last 18 months, we could all really learn from. Joshua, the book is really remarkable. People can follow you on Instagram. They can also follow Do Something for Nothing. And actually, we put in a song that I think is the most appropriate song ever for right now. And Joshua, thank you so much for your time this morning and continued success. And I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Alison. Have a good morning. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Baby, we can find a place to feel good, and we can treat people.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Today FM.